All right, let's dive into these online business listings in 2024. You sent a ton of articles and even a website called freebusinesslisting.com. Seems like you're really trying to understand how important they are, especially this year. Are they really that powerful? Let's find out. One article mentioned mobile searches are bigger than desktop now. That's a big change, huh?
Yeah, huge for businesses. This whole mobile-first thing is why near-me searches are exploding. People are on the go, need something now, and they're using their phone to find it.
Right. Makes sense. But, like, doesn't everyone already know about near-me searches? What's the big deal?
Well, think about businesses with multiple locations, like franchises or chains. Someone searches for oil change near me. If your business info isn't the same on every platform, Google, Yelp, Apple Maps, all of them, you could confuse search engines and customers go to your competitor who's better online.
So it's not just being in the results, it's being the best one.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got lots of locations.
Exactly. And your listing might be the very first time a customer sees your brand, even before your website.
Like a digital storefront, almost.
Yeah.
Got to make a good impression, build that trust.
Exactly. That's why NAP consistency, name, address, phone number is so important. Not just the info itself, but what it says about you. Imagine you're the customer, right? Seeing different info on different sites makes you wonder if they're even legit.
And I bet that hurts your search ranking too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Google and others, they see those inconsistencies as red flags. Bad for SEO.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's talk about how listings actually boost your search visibility.
Okay, break that down for me. Listings are part of SEO, sure, but how exactly?
When your NAP info is the same everywhere, it tells search engines you're legit, trustworthy. This can actually make you rank higher in searches, easier for customers to find you.
So a clear signal to Google, like, this is us, we are who we say we are, helps you rank higher.
Precisely. And here's where it gets really interesting. Voice search, it's growing like crazy. And it depends on structured data, which often comes from, you guessed it, business listings.
Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me about this structured data and how it works with voice search.
It's basically organizing your website info so search engines can easily read it, like your name, address, phone number, hours, even customer reviews. If it's formatted right, using something called schema markup. It helps voice assistants like Siri, Alexa give accurate results.
So if I'm on my phone, like, hey Siri, find me a vegan restaurant nearby, my chances of finding a specific place depend on how well they've organized their info online, making it easy for Siri to understand.
Exactly. And don't forget mobile optimization. Listings need to look good on a small screen, easy to read, load quickly. More and more people are searching on their phones while they're out and about.
So we're talking about like a whole system of listings. Got to work together, right? Not just one platform. Got to be everywhere.
Exactly. And think about marketing and lead generation. A lot of these platforms, Google My Business is a good example, they offer free listings. It's a really powerful way to market your business, reach new customers, and it doesn't cost you a dime.
Free marketing, that's like the holy grail. How are businesses actually using them for lead generation?
Well, imagine someone's searching for a service, right? And your listing pops up, all the right info, bam, potential lead. But it's got to stand out. High-quality photos, engaging descriptions, good calls to action, that's what makes the difference.
So it's like a virtual sales rep working 24/7, bringing customers right to you.
You got it. And then there's reviews. Reviews are like social proof telling potential customers what to expect.
Oh yeah, I rely on reviews constantly. A couple bad ones, I'm probably going somewhere else.
Exactly. And it's not just about getting good reviews, it's what you do with them. Responding, whether they're good or bad, shows you care, you're engaged, and if there's a problem, you can address it publicly, builds trust.
Like customer service, but out in the open for everyone to see.
Exactly. Shows you're committed to making customers happy, lets your personality shine through. Sometimes a well-written response to a negative review can even win back a customer and attract new ones.
Now, one article talked about AI in business listings. What's that all about?
AI is going to change how we manage and optimize listings. Think AI-powered directories that analyze what customers are doing, see what needs to be improved, even help you understand your competition.
Wow, like having your own marketing assistant just for your listings.
Exactly. You'll know what keywords people are using, what info they're looking for, what your competitors are doing well.
So instead of trying to keep up with all the changes ourselves, AI can do the hard work for us.
That's the goal. Frees you up to focus on other parts of your business.
That same article mentioned something called AR integration. I gotta admit, I'm not really sure what that means for listings.
This is one of the coolest things. Imagine, instead of just photos, you can take a virtual tour of the store. see products in your own home, even interact with the brand in totally new ways.
Like taking window shopping to a whole new level. Instead of just looking, you can step right inside.
Exactly. AR can create really immersive experiences for customers, blending the online and offline worlds.
All this makes me think about those niche directories that are popping up. Are they worth exploring?
Absolutely. Google My Business, Yelp, those are important. But industry-specific platforms let you target a specific audience, like TripAdvisor for restaurants, Who's for home renovations, that kind of thing.
So it's about spreading out, being where your ideal customers are.
Exactly. Casting a wider net, meeting customers where they are, and that leads to another trend. Hyperlocal marketing.
Hyperlocal. Haven't heard that one before.
It's about connecting with customers in a really specific area, sometimes even down to the neighborhood. This is where those niche directories combined with location-based targeting become really powerful.
So if my business only serves a certain neighborhood, I should focus on platforms and strategies that zero in on that specific audience.
You got it. Make sure your marketing is as targeted and efficient as possible. And don't forget, this is all happening while the online world keeps changing. Mobile is king, voice search is growing, and people are trusting online reviews more than ever.
Sounds like staying ahead of the game with listings means always adapting, trying new things, new technologies. It's kind of wild, right? We have so much control over how our businesses look online. It's not about being overwhelmed, it's about actually doing something.
You got it. Making smart choices, adapting as things change online. That's the key.
So if our listener had to take away just one thing from all this, what would it be? Like the biggest thing to remember about listings in 2024?
Listings aren't just about being found, they're about being chosen. You got to build a presence online that's attractive, trustworthy, that gets customers coming back.
I love that. It's such a crowded world online. Your listing's got to say, hey, I'm the one, pick me.
Exactly. So here's something for our listener to think about. What's one thing you can do this week to make your listings better?
Such a good question. Could be simple, like updating your hours or something bigger, trying out a new directory. Every little bit helps, right? So there we have it, our deep dive into business listings in 2024. We covered a lot, NAP consistency, mobile first, the crazy potential of AI and AR.
And remember, the online world never sits still. Stay curious, stay flexible, keep learning.
And don't forget all those resources you sent over. Tons of great tips in there to help take your listings to the next level. Good luck out there, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.